Welcome back. Well, the summer driving season is, of course, upon us. And what better time to bring in the car doctor, John Paul from AAA Northeast, to give us some advice and some tips on how to do that safely. Unfortunately, we're having some trouble with John's video feed. However, we can hear him just fine. So, John, it's kind of like going back to the old days of your radio shows. How are you?
I'm just fine. Yeah, it wouldn't be live if there wasn't problems, right?
that's if anybody had any doubt that we rehearsed this beforehand, let that be dispelled because we didn't. And yeah, we can. I always said that I should be heard instead of seen anyway. So now we're both that way.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. How did Memorial Day for travel go? It was said that it would be one of the busiest Memorial Days in recent times. Did that turn out to be true?
It did. It did. Memorial Day was a really busy travel time, and it looked like it was going to be that way. Right from all of the travel numbers that we look at throughout the year, as we crossed over to 2024 and even in 2023, the travel numbers are climbing every single time. So we're certainly up to pre-COVID numbers at this point. So, it looks like America has decided they're either going to get back behind the wheel or get on an airplane or go travel. Cruise numbers are up. Airline travel is up, and of course car travel is up, because still traveling by car, especially with a family, is the most economical way to get around.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, seeing as you brought up gas prices seem to be ticking down the last week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing right now about $3.48 on average, which is down about 5 cents, down a little bit from last week. Last month it was $3.58. Interesting is, comparatively over the last year or so, looking at national averages is about $3.46. In 2022, gas prices were up well over $4.50 a gallon. Hmm. So, looking at that, of course, we kind of harken back to the days of 2021 when we saw gas prices drop as low as almost $1.90 a gallon. But that was pretty short-lived. And again, the prices, looking at a graph of prices, we've seen them go up and down so far this year, but they're headed back down again, and which is a little bit unusual as we're coming into the summer travel season. And the reason behind that is really inventories and a little bit, the gasoline people would call it lackluster demand for gasoline. Cars in general are getting a little bit better gas mileage. We are seeing a little bit more, not a lot, but a few more electric vehicles on the road. But overall, cars are getting better fuel economy. Just like everything else in life, when it's supply and demand related and the supply is good and the demand is either steady or starts to drop off, that's what causes the prices to drop down. So, right now, looking at inventories are very strong and demand is a little bit weak, which causes the prices to fall a little bit. So I believe the headline this week was temperatures are heating up, gas prices are cooling down.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, seeing as you brought that up, with the first heat wave of the season due here next week, what are some considerations that folks should take with their vehicles?
First off, just make sure all the vital fluids are in good shape. A lot of people don't consider oil as important, but oil's the lifeblood of the engine. It lubricates the engine, but it also cools the engine. And if the oil, even just down a quart, can raise the engine temperature 10 or 15 degrees, that could be enough for a car to start to overheat, especially if the cooling system's a little bit shaky, radiator's not as good as it should be, coolant's not as good. So check all those vital fluids. Also, tires are the only part of your vehicle that touches the road, and you want to make sure your tires are in good shape. We have a car that is sort of a spare car for us. I looked at the tire tread in the fall. Tread was in excellent shape. I looked at the tires about a week ago, and they're all starting to dry rot just from age. So, you know, that is a car, you know, you can drive the car, it feels fine, but that's a car that would be prone to a blowout on a long distance trip. So having your tires inspected, making sure they're in good shape, make sure the tread is in good condition, and overall construction of the tire, make sure it's solid. With warm weather, sometimes comes rain showers, and tire tread is measured in depth, so it can be one of those things that is, we think about tires worn out when they're down to 230 seconds, which is the distance from the edge of a penny to Lincoln's head. With tires, you really want to have more tread than that in wet weather, so use a quarter to measure your tire tread depth, and who's ever on a quarter? Washington, I think. Or at least on older quarters. But, you know, measure from the edge of the quarter to the top of Washington's head. And if the tread doesn't come there, time for new tires on your car. They'll perform better in wet weather. And hydroplaning can happen this time of year, too. Speeds at over 45 miles an hour, it doesn't take much rain on the road to cause hydroplaning. Good tires will help prevent that.
Oh, okay. Just to let you know, we can now see you, John.
Well, that's good,
so,
I guess.
So don't make any funny faces at people.
and I apologize to your audience for being able to see me. So, the other thing is people don't realize batteries.
Yes.
Batteries are stressed in the wintertime because the oil's thicker, it's harder for the engine to crank over. But really, it's the summer heat that kills a battery. The summer heat is what affects the chemistry inside a battery, which can cause it to fail. The average life of a battery in the Northeast is right around 5 years. Batteries can start to fail in as little as 2 or 3 years. We saw a run of Subaru batteries and Honda batteries that failed just at about 2 years old. So if your battery is more than 3 years old, when it's in a repair shop, have it tested to see what kind of shape it's in. If it's more than 5 or 6 years old, you might want to think about replacing it or at least have it tested on a regular basis. We have a car that was 8 years old and it still had the original battery in it. Started up fine every day. One day I went out to go do an errand. Didn't think I was going to make it home. Wow. And it did start up, but really sort of pushed the limit of that battery. So really think about if your battery is starting to get a little bit older, certainly get it tested. It takes literally just a couple of minutes with today's new equipment to test a battery to see what kind of shape it's in.
You know, you brought up EVs, electric vehicles, not too long ago. Are they waning in popularity and demand? Do you think folks are taking a step back and waiting to see how that market shapes up?
It's kind of interesting with electric vehicles. They are the most researched vehicle on the internet. So, you know, people are still looking at them. They're just slow to pull the trigger on buying them. You know, we did see a big spurt in electric vehicles, and like a lot of things, you know, people buy the first, you know, Apple Watch, and, you know, so the early adopters tend to buy first, and that's a lot of what electric vehicles are. I just came up from Florida, where I spent the winter time. And I took kind of a convoluted route up through Virginia, and I did see some electric vehicles on the road, but not as many as I would have seen on 95, because up on Route 81, headed up through that way, not a lot of electric vehicle charging, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. So, and that's one of the things, and especially here in New England, where we have a lot of older homes, the ideal way to own an electric vehicle is to be able to charge at home. And if you own an old house with 100 amp electrical service and you're pretty much maxed out now, the idea of adding another 40 or 50 amp circuit to run an electric vehicle charger, even though you're probably going to charge at night when your house isn't very busy, but you could very well max out your electrical service. So people are looking, they're curious. But yeah, the sales have slowed down a little bit. In fact, Ford just said all Ford dealers can now sell electric vehicles. At first, it was Ford dealerships had to invest something like $1 million or $1.5 million into their dealership to sell the Ford Lightning pickup and the Mustang Mach-E. Now they're saying all dealers can sell them Because there's a push with Ford to try to sell their electric vehicles. There, anyone who's driven an electric vehicle, I don't think anyone can come away and say it wasn't a good car. They're fantastic cars. They accelerate really fast. Handling's good because of the battery weight. They handle well. They ride pretty well. They're extremely quiet. But people are a little hesitant, and especially people, and I know, Joe, you tend to keep your cars a long time.
You
And
gave away my
as
secret,
do
huh?
what as do I.
Yes.
And at the end of 10 or 12 years, you might be facing a pretty significant investment in a new battery. And that could be something that somebody's looking at and go, well, I don't keep my car every year or two. I keep my car forever. Do I really want to spend $10,000 on a new battery in 10
Is
years?
it that much?
In some cases,
Really?
and some of these
Wow.
older electric vehicles that are around, Ford had an electric Focus, and there was a couple others. Those batteries are extraordinarily expensive for something fairly simple. So, but we are seeing prices come down. We have a Tesla at work we use for training purposes for towing, and the battery in that is still in pretty good shape, but still. That replacement battery could be $10,000 right now. So, and the batteries are guaranteed usually to 100,000 miles. But still, if you're somebody who keeps a car a long time, and that goes for hybrids and plug-in hybrids too. Talking to Boston cab drivers that drive hybrids, they get about 350,000 miles out of the hybrid battery, and then they have to replace it. And it's a $3,000 or $4,000 replacement in those cars, and that's a much smaller battery.
Speaking of the charging, that is probably one of the biggest hurdles to overcome. Is there any improvements with public charging stations being installed by the government or by car manufacturers?
There is, and in fact, I read a number that scared me. It was so high. I think the government, between public charging and rebates of electric vehicles, rebated something like $1 billion last year. So we are seeing the infrastructure change. We are seeing more charging stations go in. We are seeing, Charge America and several other name brands, ChargePoint and others, starting to pop up. Not far from me, I'm on Cape Cod right now in Hyannis. I think at the Hyannis Mall, there's four different charging stations, four different companies that have charging, and they have. I used one last summer. Pretty much put 90% of the battery capacity back in about 20 minutes. So I kind of sat in the car and looked at some emails, and 20 minutes later and $10 later, the car was pretty much charged up and ready to go another 230 miles.
Okay.
So we are starting to see more, although it's still in certain areas, it's still pretty limited. And that's why that home charging really works out. I think it was up in Melrose that they started to do some public charging, and they did a kind of really interesting program. They had the charging cable mounted to telephone poles, and you pulled up in front of the telephone pole, and you used an app, and the thing would kind of lower down out of the sky, and you would plug it into your car and go away for a while and come back, and your car would be charged up. And I'm sure there's whatever the fee was that's involved. And there are free charging. There's some places that have free charging available, some of the park and rides still. And there's a company in Somerville called Spark Charge, and they got a lot of notoriety. They were on the TV show Shark Tank, and they have a level 3 fast charging system that doesn't require all kinds of crazy infrastructure to get it hooked up and ready. It's basically a whole bunch of batteries inside a box, and it can charge up cars. And they got some government grant. We might start to see their charging units at rest areas that don't have really much for electricity.
Right.
So we may see some of those start to pop up. Last year, I was at one of their events, and they were talking about how that may happen. So there's a lot of changes going on. You have to remember that electric vehicles, although they were around at the turn of the last century, not much happened from the 1900s to 2000.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Tesla came out and said, we can do it better. And they did. So Well, time will tell where it's all going, but we are seeing more interest.
Only got about a minute left, John, but we need to talk about why in the heck headlights are so darn bright these days.
Because we're all getting older and we need more light to see.
Okay.
That's really part of it. Part of it really is to do with, you know, age and driving. There's more older drivers on the road these days. You need about three times as much light to see today, Joe, as you did when you were 20 years old.
Okay.
So those brighter lights will help. The negative side is brighter lights, it takes us longer to recover from glare. So so if you see a car with extraordinarily bright lights, divert your eyes off to one side, let your eyes readjust quickly. But yeah, they still have to fit a certain criteria, and there's new rules in place now that are going to allow this European headlight, which is really, really good.
And I read about that, the adaptive headlights,
Those are going to be really good when they finally make it here. I've been in a car with them. They were fantastic. But, you know, a lot of us drive at night. A lot of us need some help, and that's one of the reasons.
John, always a pleasure. I do want to congratulate you on your Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for 40 years serving the motoring public. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much for that, too.
And we'll catch up with you again maybe in the fall.
And I'll come in the studio this time.
Oh, good.
We'll make it a point.
Yeah,
okay.
We want to see you in person.
There we go.